No chocolates. Now, do you know why?
Yeah.
Mummy's clearing out the cupboard, isn't she?
Yeah.
I've not actually done it yet, but I'm going to. I've just moved things from the top.
I moved, but it won't work. I can't fix them.
Oh, is that a little racing car driver from the racing car that you're playing with?
There's lots of twins. There's lots of Tom Bobley and this engine thing.
You can't sit properly on this engine thing?
Was it hand move? I can't. Uh-oh.
That's how his hands move. His hands move up and down.
Sit in it properly.
Is he sitting in it properly?
That wheel's a bit scary, I know.
The wheel's a bit scary?
Like it's...
Oh, squeaky.
Squeaky.
Let's have a little look at it.
Yeah.
Well, you play with these trains a lot when you're eating meals at the table, so perhaps something's got stuck in it, although I did wash it. It's that one, Thomas, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks perfectly clean, though. It looks perfectly clean. Look. There we are. They're not squeaking. Perhaps it was a different one. Shall we put that one back on?
You have to do it.
Oh, sorry. You do it, yeah.
Oh. Sitting in it properly.
Do you not want the engine driver and the rest of the train?
No.
Are you sure?
Sure. It's a train driver.
Well, but he's a racing car driver. This is the train driver.
This is the train driver.
Okay, fair enough. It's just with him sitting in a racing car. I thought it was a racing car driver. Is it the train driver on his day off?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. He has a racing car, does he?
And got a train on his back and in his trailer.
Yes. On his day off, he's going for a ride in his racing car, followed by a trailer, a carriage and a train.
It's
very strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's not pulling passengers, though, is he?
No. Toy passengers.
What do you mean by toy passengers?
Toy bus passengers. Yeah, trailer. Toy passengers. One here, one here. Oh, that's a trailer. There's a cup on in them.
Thomas, would you like Rice Krispies or Corn Flakes, darling?
Krispies.
Would you like milk?
No.
No.
Put a milk here.
No. Thomas, would you like milk? No.
Bluetooth.
No, thank you. Where are your manners?
My mother's over there.
I think they are over there because they're not here, are they?
Not here.
Cheeky monkey.
My mama's.
Your
mama's. In your pajamas.
They're in my pajamas, aren't they?
They're in your pocket.
Alright. I'll tell you what. Shall I get them out of my pockets and start using them?
Yes. My nails.
Your nails? Oh, Grandad's always said you've got very good manners because you're so polite. But it's not polite just to say yes, is it? Or no. It's yes, please, or no, thank you.
It's no, thank you. I'm not going on a train, I'm pulling it.
Sorry.
There are lots of carriages on it.
Yes.
It's pulling them.
Lots of carriages on it, pulling them.
Yes. No more. No more.
You're making a noise now. Can she have milk from the rock?
No.
No?
Thank you. No, Hannah.
Shall we just put them to one side while we have our breakfast?
Yeah.
Go on, let them drive over there. You can still look at them. Yes.
I just drive over here.
Look, why doesn't the horse join you for breakfast? There you are.
Okay, if they must be a thing. Sorry.
That's right, you give the horse some breakfast and I'll just move these trains onto the floor. Because they're making a lot of noise. It's early in the morning. Mummy's a bit delicate, Thomas, first thing in the morning, isn't she?
Yes, exactly. Delicious. And I said, let's have some more.
The horse says it's delicious, and could he have some more? Mm. Well, I would imagine he could, couldn't he?
Okay.
I'm going to have some more.
Lovely.
Is that what the horse is saying? It's lovely.
Oh, because of course.
Is it lovely?
Yeah.
There we are. We'll pour some milk on there.
Yeah, I like a horse does.
Like a horse does?
Ooh, good hat. I'll do two. And let's stop watching. I was going to go and then tap, 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 tap.
The horse wants to go tap, 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 but did you say before the horse wants to go to stop, Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I was falling down the wind. And the wind, man.
Has the horse fallen down with the wind? It's blowing him over. Oh, dear, dear, poor horse. It has been very windy recently, hasn't it? Do you remember when we went for the walk on Sunday?
Yeah.
We went for a long walk up the hill, didn't we? Yeah. As we were coming home, we could just feel the odd rain drop. It was just so gentle. It was quite nice. And we got in the house, and within a few minutes of getting in the house, what happened? The hailstones and wind, and we were really lucky to get back in time, weren't we?
Yeah. That's not...
You remember going, Thomas, to
yeah.
the pond on Sunday?
Mm.
We met Lisa, didn't we?
Yeah. It was like a playgroup.
Pardon?
It was like a playgroup.
Oh, it was on the way to playgroup, yes, that's right. That's the route we take, isn't it, when we go to playgroup? We go near Joe's house and near Lynn, Ben and Charlotte's house and we walk up the hill. It's a long way, isn't it? Right up the hill, when we're at the top of the hill. What does Mummy say?
I don't know.
What does she show you?
Nothing.
I show you Owen's Park Tower, don't I? And I say, that's near where Mummy?
That lives down there.
Well, no, I don't say I live down there. I say that's near where Mummy works.
It's... That's to water. That's water.
Yes, it's water from the water filter. I'm pouring it into your beaker.
I don't like water.
No, but you always have drinks with water in, Thomas, whether it's orange or blackcurrant juice. We get a little bit of blackcurrant juice from the bottle and we have to top it up with water from the filter. If you taste that, I think you'll find it tastes just like it always does. And when Mummy has tea and coffee, it's always made with water. I put a tea bag in the teapot or a spoonful of coffee in the coffee cup. We always pour on water, it comes from the kettle.
Ooh.
We either get water from the tap and put it into the water filter for cold drinks, or we get water from the tap and put it in the kettle and boil it up for hot drinks. Ooh. And then we put water straight from the tap into Purdy's bowl and she drinks it, doesn't she, from the floor.
Yeah.
And when it rains outside, we get some puddles on the ground. Yeah. The birds come and they drink from that. And occasionally we see Purdy and Ginger Cat drinking from water outside, from the puddles outside. think sometimes pussycats like water that's outside better than the water that mummy puts down.
Yeah. For like breakfast.
Pretty.
No, I crisper.
Who likes breakfast?
Crisper.
Crisper?
Yeah.
What do you mean, crisper?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. Particularly. What are you talking about?
Daddy, get to me. Oh, do you want rolls in the middle of that floor? I'm going to roll up. That hip, doodle dude.
They taste nice.
Where's the chocolate scotch?
Well, this unit is going out on Friday, isn't it? Friday morning. We've got a very busy week.
About this?
Yes, I've got to empty that. So I've taken everything off the top. The only things that are up there are what?
Dimitri's coming,
yes, the two microphones with green lights on. No, Dimitri's not coming today, but the microphones are there because we're doing a tape.
Well, it does been Monday.
Oh, no, well, we do tape, yes. It is just been Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. We usually rush home, don't we? Just been Monday, we seem to be out, don't we, and as we arrive home. We usually just seen them coming, we put a tape on and managed to catch a little bit of it, but we didn't actually, did we?
No.
You managed to see the dustbin man, didn't you? You didn't manage to get it on tape. Because what happened? Jo and Becky came round for lunch, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked back to Jo's house.
Yeah.
To get Sooty, to take Sooty for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got to the park, the muddy bit of the park where it's not nice to walk, Jo took Becky in her pushchair and the dog for a walk, and we walked down the monkey path, didn't we? Down the monkey path and onto Burnage Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were on the monkey path, we could hear that the dustbin lorry was on its way. And we walked back up Shevington Drive and all the way home.
Mm-hmm.
And we met the man putting the bin bags out, didn't we?
Mm.
And we managed to get inside the house, take our shoes and coats off. And then that was it, they were at the window, weren't they?
Yes.
Oh look, Molly's on the fence, can you see her? So you did see them this week, but you didn't manage to catch them on tape, I'm afraid.
Okay, you're crispy.
Have you seen Molly? Yes, I'm eating a cornflakes. Molly's got a big yellow disc on her collar, look at that.
I don't want to eat it.
You want to eat my cornflakes?
Yeah.
You cheeky monkey.
Yeah.
When I asked you what you wanted, you said crispies. Just let me have another mouthful because I'm really enjoying them.
Dolomite.
Oh, bless you, Dolomite. You've still got your cold, haven't you? Oh, oh, poor Tom.
I just nearly coughed and my sweat come off.
You just nearly coughed?
My sweat come off.
Oh, do you mean your Rice Krispies nearly came out?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's Molly. She's jumping down the fence.
My house.
Yes. Oh, she's got a red collar on with a yellow disc. That was unusual.
Going round and round and round.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's walking about, isn't she?
Yeah.
We'll probably see a lot more of the pussycats now, Thomas, because the weather's getting nicer, isn't it? It's getting a bit lighter. Well, if I'm having your Rice Krispies, I'm going to put some milk on them. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want them back now, you'll find they've got milk. Excuse me, please. Oh, both suffering, aren't we?
Mm.
Daddy's got a cold.
What? Miss Magda jump on the settee.
Pardon?
Miss Magda jump on the settee.
Yeah, last night you did jump on the settee. What did Daddy do?
Jump on Miss Magda. No, 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 there's matter of my bottom.
Well?
Like this. So that's naughty!
Is that what you said, Thomas? That's naughty, it's not your bottom?
Yeah.
And the thing is, Thomas, how many times has Mummy told you about jumping on the sofa? It's all right doing little jumps, but you do great big jumps and you're going to fall off one day and you're going to really hurt yourself. And apart from falling off the settee, if you go forwards, you'll smash your head on the wooden banister and it'll really hurt.
We're hiding under the settee.
Who's hiding under the settee?
Me, Thomas.
No, I don't think you can get underneath the settee. You can go behind it, but you can't go underneath. It's too low down. It's perfect for losing Lego bricks and things like that underneath, because it's too small for you. But the other thing, Thomas, Mummy cleans up every day. And I straighten the cushions and yes, it's all looking nice. And if you're jumping on it, especially with shoes, it's not nice, is it? People have to sit down on that. So Mummy kept telling you not to jump on the sofa. Daddy kept telling you not to do it and you carried on doing it. So Daddy got very, very cross, didn't he?
Yeah.
So you better not do it again, because if he warned you and you keep doing it, then I don't know what he's going to do to you. What do you think he'll do?
No.
He might say no more chocolates ever, ever again. And then you'd be upset, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. That's exactly what you'd say. So just think on it. It always happens, Thomas. You do things, you're asked not to do things, and then you do it, and then something happens. And then we explain, that's why we told her in the first place not to do it. It's only because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the settee. If you're jumping on the settee and you fall off and hurt yourself, that's what it's like. Mummy is one of you. I don't like to see you getting hurt. It's all part of growing
up. But a ladder.
Up a ladder.
A ladder say bang.
Yes, you see the same thing. If you climb up ladders, they fall over and say bang, don't they? And then you get hurt. It's all part of growing up, darling. You'll do lots of things.
Granddad, I've got no teeth.
Oh, Granddad has... One of Granddad's teeth fell out, didn't it?
My nose turned blue.
Pardon?
Granddad's sick.
Was he sick?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, well...
Like strawberries. Oop, oop.
Oh, well, when you're sick, it's usually like strawberries, because you normally have cow pollen. It comes back, doesn't it, all pink? No, Granddad wasn't sick, Thomas, but his tooth that's been loose for years and years and years finally fell out, didn't it? Is that where it's gone, in the bin?
Yeah.
In the blue bin at Nana's?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I was just saying before, though, darling, all part of growing up is lots and lots of things will happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Little knocks and big knocks. It's all part of growing up, sweetheart. But sometimes, when I've warned you about things, just listen, because it's like running away, isn't it, when we're outside? Why does Mummy say not to run away?
No.
Well, what about the cars?
Blow everyone in my house.
Who's that?
No. What's that coming out of my house?
I think they've got the wrong house.
It's the wrong house.
It's a red car with ladders on top. But they've come to the wrong house.
They've got the wrong house, haven't they? Yeah. In my house. Come on, my house. Sitting in the drive.
Well, it's a red van with ladders on top. It looks like decorators, but they should be parked at Fred and Rachel's house. It's got something to do with them, hasn't it, Matters?
The van parked my house.
Yes.
Not me.
to move, won't they, soon?
Mm-hmm.
I think Wattage's friend and Rachel have both got their cars on the drive. And the men must not realise that it's ours.
It's ours. It's ours.
Doesn't really matter anyway, because we're not using the drive, are we?
No. Just let the racers got cars on fire.
Well, I hope they haven't got cars on fire, Thomas. They've had a fire in the house, haven't they?
No, last night, the fire engine got through the racer. Ceiling got cracked.
Yes, the ceiling got cracked in their bedroom, didn't it? And in the bathroom. The loft space caught fire. There was a lot of smoke up there. And all the tiles in the bathroom cracked. And the bedroom.
So cracked.
And the ceiling cracked.
Yes. Thomas, I've got locked two beavers. No, 500. Go beaver.
Oh, did they really? Is that what happened?
That's very loud.
Beaver! Oh, I don't know about that being very loud. You're very loud.
Yes, like a fire engine does. What's that fat? Was that car? Was that car called? Was that van called? Hello, shut the blinds.
Well, I was peeping through the blinds. I was giving them a hard stare, Thomas, hoping they'd get the message. But
yeah.
They didn't look up. They're busy shaking lots of dust sheets out onto the ground. They're obviously going to do some decorating, and they've got some big old sheets that they must put on the floor to protect the carpet and cover some furniture.
There's some big ladders, a bag.
They've got some very big ladders on the roof, haven't they?
A bang. Like his hammer does. They're loud bangs.
Yes, please don't bang that, Thomas.
I found out hammer bangs.
Oh, it was your teaspoon. You've been banging it on the table and it's fallen on the floor, and it did. It made a sound, didn't it? Like a bell.
It did a bell. That's a bell.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
My fire engine. That's coffee.
I think it's black currant.
That's coffee.
Is it?
Yeah. I found Sam Thomas. Thanks, Auntie.
Your fireman Sam Thomas. Oh, thanks, Auntie Mabel. You're talking now about the fire at Auntie Mabel and Pippin's house, aren't you?
Chip's got fire.
That's right, Auntie Mabel's chip pan caught fire. The fire brigade came out, didn't they?
Yeah.
And what happened then?
Lots of smoke,
yes.
Pippin got the fire engine.
Pippin went to get the fire engine, didn't he? He ran to the fire station. He barked and barked and barked, and the fire engine man, the fireman, knew there was something wrong, didn't he? And he followed Pippin back and realised Pippin got in the fire engine, and they went rushing back to Auntie Mabel's house. Beaver, beaver. And they found Auntie Mabel had gone into the cupboard to get something. And the cupboard had shut and she couldn't get out, and she'd got chips cooking, hadn't she? The chip pan caught fire. And luckily the firemen got there just in time, didn't they?
Auntie Mabel laughed.
Well, I don't think she was laughing, I think she was panicking, but she was very, very pleased when Pippin brought the firemen back. And then she made them either a cup of tea or coffee, so I think that's what you're talking about now, don't you?
Don't
Don't eat spoons on the floor again. How are you going to eat those?
No, that's a bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Is it?
Yeah. Ling-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my fire, you know. Ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Is it?
Yes, that's my wrist. Oh, really?
That's your wrist?
No.
What were you saying? That's your...
things.
No, don't put your spoon down your pyjamas, Thomas. It's got milk on it.
Not got milk.
No, it's got milk.
Not under here.
You'll end up smelling like an old I don't know what.
Well, I get chocolate.
It won't be a nice chocolate, I can tell you that.
I think... it's a male chocolate, so smashed up. Yeah.
Your chocolates are gone because I've got to start cleaning this cupboard out. So I've taken all the things off the top and all the photographs off that shelf. And then another day, we've got to empty the drinks part and empty the drawers.
Yeah.
Move the glasses. And then what else has got to go?
I don't know.
All the things in your cupboard, darling.
Yeah.
Shall we get a big bin bag and put them all in?
Yeah.
Shall we do that?
Yes. I bring my big cupboard to bang.
Well, you've not got many days now to play with the big cupboard.
I've got lots of boxes in it yet.
You've still got a lot of boxes in it, yes. We'll have to move them, won't we?
Put it down now.
Okay. Have you had enough to eat?
Yep. I found my son Phyllis's breakfast and his coffee.
You'd like to play with your trains on the floor? You mean the wooden trains?
Yeah.
Oh, because you've been playing with the trains today in the racing car, haven't you? But that was the Lego ones. You want to play with the wooden ones. Mummy's got to go to work soon.
Yeah.
And talking of work, we've got a workman arriving sometime, haven't we? Yeah. Shall I get the trains for you?
Yeah.
Where would you like to play? In here or through there with the sun? That would be nice, wouldn't
it?
In the sunshine. Right, just bear with me one second, Thomas.
I'll bring the trains, Dad.
Yes?
You'll bring the trains.
I'll bring the trains for you.
And there's a train track. All right.
Yes, I'll get the train track for you. Right.
Right. There's a track.
There you are, there's track and there are trains.
Yikes!
Tight all right. Whoops, steady. Now, can I start putting these other trains back? Because we've got an awful lot of things in the house, haven't we?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to straighten the chairs.
Right.
I'm straightening the chairs.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the cushions back neatly and then you mustn't touch them again. Because when Grandma and Grandad come, what will they say? Oh, what a mess! Aren't they?
Yeah. It's a mess time. Hooray! What a mess time, Lucy. No, Grandad said.
Will they? Will they say, what a mess, Thomas? I bet they will. You probably won't tell them that it was you playing with the cushions. You'll probably blame Mummy, won't you?
Yeah.
Would he do that?
Yeah.
That's not nice, is it?
No.
You're very, very good at building train track now, aren't you?
Yeah. And they're not Jimmy. They're naughty things.
What big naughty things?
And daddy naughty things.
Daddy does what when you do naughty things?
Naughty things.
Debbie doesn't do many naughty things, does he?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
What sort of naughty things does Daddy do?
Smack my bottom and anything.
Oh, well, if he smacks your bottom, it's probably because you've been naughty. Yeah. Please, may I just move my box onto the floor, darling?
Yeah, and for me.
Well, it's easier then for you to get to, isn't it?
Mind. Not tread on me.
I won't tread on you. I've just come down to give you a little kiss. Oh, because the sun's shining. Oh,
The sun's shining on your head and you look beautiful and golden. You've got a cold, your nose is running, you've got little sticky eyes, haven't you?
A little sticky eyes.
I'm just going to get a tissue, we'll deal with that. Poor old Thomas.
Hold on, Thomas. Poor Thomas.
Poor old Thomas.
Poor old Thomas.
Oh, dear, dear.
Oh, dear. Miss.
Right. Would you just like to sit still a second, please?
Yes.
Ooh, oh, big boy.
No, 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 not me. This is your second. It's been much
worse. Yes, you do, I know. But before that, I want to wipe your nose. You don't want to be a train driver with a dirty nose, do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Cheeky.
No more.
I haven't done it yet. You set go my hand. Your nails are sharp today. Don't see. Don't sniff it back up, you silly Billy. Thomas! Don't be dirty. Oh, you're a nuisance. You're a real nuisance, aren't you? No, 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 no. I'm going to get to you before you get it. That's better.
It's all gone.
It's all gone from that side. Don't! Oh dear, dear. Thomas!
No, Mama.
Yes, there's plenty more.
Geese.
That's lovely. Thomas.
Hello.
No, we've just got to sort your eyes out now. Oh, we do this with Purdy, don't we?
Yeah.
We get little pieces of cotton wool and we bathe her eyes. Because sometimes she has little sleepy dust in the corner.
Yeah.
But yours is because you've got a cold. I think Birdie's is because she's old and she sleeps a lot. There we are, all done now. It's not nice to sniff. But listen, if you've got a cold, you should have a handkerchief up your sleeve, shouldn't you? A nice tissue.
No, snap, snap.
Thomas. Did he? You're just hysterical on the floor, aren't you? Calm down now.
I heard a noise.
I can hear a noise. It's like a high-pitched whistle. I don't know what it is. It's going. Is that what you can hear?
Yeah.
That's what I can hear, but I don't know what it is.
I thought it was a big bear.
You thought it was a big bear? Oh, I hope it's not a big bear, Thomas. Because if it is, we're in trouble, aren't we?
Yeah.
You're still very tired, aren't you?
Yeah.
A big tired Thomas Henry.
It's going to Manchester.
The train's going to Manchester, is it?
Yep. Lots of trains are everywhere.
Is there?
Yeah.
Lots of train trash everywhere.
And then there's on the floor.
I'm very impressed with the way you build it so quickly, Thomas. I think you need to move. How about moving nearer here? Because look, there's some sun coming through the window. And it's really nice here. You'd be better a little bit closer this way, wouldn't you?
Close this way? No. Oh.
So we better write Helen's birthday card. We can stick a stamp on it.
Yeah.
And then perhaps when you're going out for a walk with Grandma and Grandad,
yeah,
they could pop it in a letterbox for me.
Well, you could put it in the letterbox, couldn't you?
Not Mum or Grandad.
Yes. The last tweet.
And Nana.
And Nana, yes.
Last week you were delivering something for Mummy at Joe's house and you were supposed to just put it through the letterbox. And you rang the bell and went inside, didn't you?
Mummy's name is Joe. And not Mummy. Just talk with her granddad.
I don't know.
No, granddad's got another name of me.
What did you say about granddad in the magazine?
Put in my house.
Oh, telephone. I wonder who that is.